Hare Krishna. Today we are celebrating Vyasa Puja of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Spiritual Master of our Srila Prabhupada. I would like to first chant pranam. The four pranamas for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, so I like to recite them. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Mastai Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sonyavadi Bhasyata Deshatarine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastai Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Iti Namine Shibasha Banavi Devi Daitaya Krivaptaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisance to Shri Vrishabhanavi Devi Daitya Das who is favored by Srimati Radharani, and who is the ocean of transcendental mercy, and the deliverer of the signs of Krishna. Madhurya Chvala Premadya, Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida, Shri Gora Karuna Shakti, Vigrahaya Namostute. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the personified energy of Sri Chaitanya's mercy, who delivers devotional service which is enriched with conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dina Tarine Rupa Nuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine. Of my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. You do not tolerate any statement which is against the teachings of devotional service enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I found a very nice verse, whom I think it's very appropriate, about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. It is speaking or dealing about achara and prachara. So in Srila Sanatana Goswami, it's actually two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, four chapter, text 102 and 103, Sanatana Goswami had spoken these two verses to Srila Haridas Thakur. He congratulated Srila Haridas Thakur for not somebody who is speaking or somebody who is only acting, but in him, in you, we can see both the speak, the proper speech, and the proper example. So I will recite the Bengali. Apane achare keha nakare prachar. Prachara karena keha nakarena achara. Some behave very well, but do not speak the cult of Krishna consciousness, whereas others preach, but do not behave properly. Achara prachara Namera karahai tui karya, tumi sarva guru, tumi chakatera arya. But you simultaneously perform both duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior and by your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee in the world. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Gichai. Sanatana Goswami clearly defines herein the bona fide spiritual master of the world. The qualifications expressed in this connection are that one must act according to the scriptural injunctions and at the same time preach. One who does so is a bona fide spiritual master. Haridas Thakur was the ideal spiritual master because he regularly chanted on his beads a prescribed number of times. Indeed, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times a day. Similarly, the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day, which can be done without difficulty. And at the same time, they must preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. One who does so is quite fit to become a spiritual master for the entire world. So in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, we can see this same quality of perfect realized speaking, preaching, and also his example he gave to all his followers, to his disciples, and to those who wanted to follow him. He gave a wonderful example how to be determined, firm determination in the service or in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, the six Goswamis, especially Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So he firmly dedicated his life in this mission. Therefore I wanted to speak actually more about this mission. That's the first part. We have two speakers. where to start? We can see from the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that he appeared as the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was himself a great devotee, acharya. At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a great pioneer of the Sankirtan mission, Sankirtan movement. Because after Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's disappearance, like always after the disappearance of a great, powerful acharya, there's always a deep hole in the movement. It happened several times after Lord Chaitanya. After Lord Chaitanya it happened, after the six Goswami, especially Rupa Sanatana Goswami left, it happened. And after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur left, it happened. But somehow or other, because this movement is under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the gardener of the Chaitanya tree, he always arranges that some new acharyas, new devotees will come to keep up with this spirit, with that teaching what Lord Chaitanya told, what he gave, without compromise, without changing something. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was pioneering this spirit of Lord Chaitanya and the previous acharyas. And he was praying for a son. He had many children, over 10. So he prayed for a son who is a ray of Vishnu, an empowered personality. So on this auspicious day today, 1874, that great soul from Goloka appeared in the family of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was his fourth son. He got the name Bimala, Bimala Prasad. There's a goddess in Jagannath Puri called Bimala. Whatever Lord Jagannath is offered, that prasad is first offered to goddess Bimala. And then it becomes Bimala Prasad. It becomes the special Maha Prasad. So the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath is first offered to the goddess Bimala, and then it is distributed to the devotees who come to Jagannath Puri. So Bimala Prasad is a significant name. It's the mercy of the goddess, who was actually Radharani, an expansion of Radharani. Durga is also name of Radharani. So the mercy of the goddess, he was Bimala Prasad. So he grew up under the training of his qualified father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a big vision, very broad vision of expanding Krishna consciousness. That was his great desire. So he was very happy when he saw that his qualified son appeared in his family. There were different signs. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his address or lecture on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's appearance day. First of all, there was the umbilical cord of the baby was wrapped around his body like a Brahman thread. So that was already a sign that he will be a very Brahminical personality. And on the day, when there was Rati Yatra, the mother of Bimala Prasad used the opportunity when the cart was stopping in front of the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and on the main road in where the Jagannath Rati Yatra takes place. So the cart stopped there for several days. Sometimes happen. Lord Jagannath doesn't move, so it stays there. He stays there, the cart not moving. So the mother used the opportunity to bring her baby for the blessing to under Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. And when she was holding the baby under Lord Jagannath's lotus feet, a garland dropped down of Lord Jagannath. So when the Thakur heard about that, he became very happy. It was again a sign of the Lord that this boy is something very special. He will do something very special. An example of how strict he was with the vow is also given. One time, he was a small boy. I don't know exactly how old, maybe 3-4 years old. And one time he was eating a mango, who was not offered. It was not offered to the Lord. It was not poga, unoffered mango. And the boy was eating it. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, saw that, he chastised his son and told him, this is not proper, you know, because you're eating poga. So the boy, although at that time there's no sin for a child, if he sometimes cannot follow properly the principle of offering, so he took a vow. As a child, he took a vow that never in my life I will eat any mango again, because I'm a sinner. And Prabhupada is pointing out, even later on when he was acharya and disciples, they brought him mangoes. He could not accept. He thought, sorry, I'm a sinner. I cannot eat mango. And this is also described that there was his whole life a brahmachari. He never married. Maishtika brahmachari. That was also described by Srila Prabhupada. Then disciples that could come and speak with him alone. There was an incident, one lady, she wanted to speak with him alone in confidence. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told, no, I cannot speak alone. Somebody has to be present. So he was very staunch and very determined in his vow and in his nature. He's very tritavrata, as described in the Bhagavad Gita. Devotee is very determined in his service and in his inner and external practice of devotional service. He's not up and down. He's very determined. From very beginning on, he completely dedicated himself in education. Children normally have very difficult to go into education and learn something. But he was learning. With 7 years, now he knew already whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. He learned so many scriptures, and he also became a professor in the science of astrology and astronomy. He wrote his book Surya Siddhanta. Although later on, when he became acharya, he didn't use this Surya Siddhanta or these astrological things in his life, because a devotee who fully dedicates, fully surrenders unto Krishna, He's already under the best horoscope, best star, Krishna star, Krishnaksha. So if you are under the Krishna star taking shelter now, then all the constellation becomes very nice. So in his entire youth, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, he dedicated in the study and assisting his father. Because his father, he was writing many books. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote so many books. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Bimala Prasad, he edited many of these books, who are written in Bengali and some also in English. So on the time when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this world, it was 1914, and shortly after that also the Guru, his guru, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, 1915. So he was initiated by Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who was actually illiterate. But he was a deeply realized personality, and he knew everything. Not by reading, because he was such an advanced soul, so he could understand everything. He had complete knowledge without reading any book. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very learned, and his father told him, "You should go and take shelter by Gaurakishore Das Babaji's lotus feet. And get his mercy, become his Diksha disciple. And don't come back without getting this initiation." So first time his Guru Maharaj rejected him because he thought, "You are so learned, I'm illiterate, how can this fit together? You are so qualified, I'm not qualified." That's a Vaishnava humility. He was very humble. He didn't want to accept Bhaktisiddhanta just to have a big star disciple. So he had actually only one disciple later on. It was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He's the only one he accepted. Later on, because Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very determined for the initiation, his Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, accepted him and gave him the Diksha Mantra. So he lost these two great gurus in his life, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, father and spiritual master. So it was very heavy for him. But he was strong, very determined. And he took this a vow, actually already previously to that. In 1905, he already started to go to Mayapur to take austerity and performing tapasya, tapodivyam, by chanting the holy name of the Lord uninterruptedly, like Srila Haridas Thakur, 300,000 names every day. He took a vow who took many years. 1,000 times, 1,000,000 rounds. I don't know how much is it. 1 billion. 1 billion. 1 billion. 1 billion rounds. That was his vow. took him many, many years. And he lived in big renunciation in Mayapur, near the yoga pit, birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. There's one place where the uncle of Lord Chaitanya was living, Prachapatna. It's actually considered not different from Vrindavan. This is a place where Lord Chaitanya performed his dramas of Vrindavan Leela and different pastimes with his associates in the house of Chandrasekhar, uncle of Lord Chaitanya. In that place, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he chanted the rounds. First underneath the tree, then after some time he had some very simple hut. And all the time he was chanting. It was very difficult. But he went through. From there he got the whole energy. He prepared himself for a big mission. One month to take a big mission upon yourself, you have to be fit yourself. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he prepared himself, taking full shelter in the holy name, in Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. So he was preparing himself in this way. And after the disappearance of his two gurus in 1918, directly after the First World War, he actually started his Gaudiya Math with his organized preaching of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan, under instruction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave a letter with a desire to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, where he mentioned point for point, you know, what he expects from him, what he should do after his going from this world. So there's a letter addressed to Srila Sarasvati Maharaj, and he gave him the first instruction that he should introduce for the benefit of the Vaishnavas the Daiva Varnasham system, also for the devotees, organizing them according to their varnas and ashramas to serve Krishna without falling down, without deviating. That was a specific purpose in that instruction, because in that time, before that time, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there were many upper sampradayas appeared who didn't follow properly, who compromised, who didn't went through the initiation process, and sannyas also were not accepted. So they dressed themselves however they liked, even dressed themselves sometimes in saki beka, like that. So they were they didn't follow this, they were rejected Varnashram. Vaishnavas are not for Varnashram, for the Asura Varnashram, but for the Daiva Varnashram, the organized, that everyone is following according to his qualities, to his nature, under the guidance of the Acharya and the scriptures, If one follows the and is situated in proper vana and ashrama, then one can become very strong and determined also to assist his guru in his mission. So that was the first thing what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj received from his father, that he should introduce his Daiva Vanashram. Second thing is that he should develop the Mayapur or Navadvip Dham Parikrama, the circumambulation of Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, and also Vrindavan Dham, Braj Mandala. Actually, the first person who after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who introduced this Braj Navadvip Mandala Parikrama was Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He showed all these holy places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Navadvip to Narottam Das Thakur when he came to Mayapur. He showed him all these places. No, not Narottam, sorry. Jiva Goswami. What's Jiva Goswami? Oh, Narottam. Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami. He showed to Jiva Goswami. And the second time, Nityananda Prabhu, he showed to Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Ramachandra Kaviraj. So, actually, this Navadvip Dham Parikrama was introduced by Nityananda Prabhu, original spiritual master. So, it was a heart desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that his son will also reintroduce with this tradition that Lord Nityananda started. And there were so many followers then. Thousands and thousands that went on the parikramas introduced by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And one other very important mission that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him in this letter is that he should write books. Vaishnava literatures, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, all these very important Vaishnava literatures, that he should write them, publish them, and distribute them widely all over. So these three missions, especially, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he took to his life and soul, heart. We cannot invent our own mission. Mission is coming from superior authority down to us. We don't know what is right, what is wrong. And then by executing this mission, one's life will become successful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he fully dedicated himself in this mission, and he opened his first temple in Calcutta and also in Mayapur. And he that many other places, 64 mats in total, he initiated or he arranged. He had thousands of disciples, many sannyasis, he introduced his parikramas and great organized preaching mission. First time, actually, in an organized way, the preaching of Lord Chaitanya was spread. No? all over India, not only in Bengal, also in Orissa, in southern India, in the West India, everywhere. Even to Assam, also he went, and Burma, he also sent disciples to Germany and to England. And he wrote many books. He had four printing presses. One in Mayapur. This is called the Bhagavat Press. Then he had one in Calcutta, another one in Puri. That means not in Puri directly, but in Orissa, for Orissa language books. And another one also in Bengal, in Krishnanagar. So I had four printing presses, and these printing presses, he called them the Brihat Medanga. The Medanga is a sounding, some people can hear, but those who are far away from the place where the kirtan takes place, they cannot hear. But the Brihat Medanga, the beat, powerful beat of the Brihat Medanga, everyone can hear, because it is the distribution of the books to every person, wherever, all over the world. That was his desire. That was his mission. So he printed magazines also, journals, newspapers. So one was called the Gaudiya. It was a Bengali journal coming out every 2 weeks. Then that other one, Nadia Prakash, was first also a weekly newspaper. It was a weekly newspaper in Bengali. But then he decided to print it for every day, like an ordinary newspaper, to give Gaudiya Vaishnava news about Krishna consciousness every day, like a newspaper. So somebody asked him, you think you have so much information? Huh? You really have so much information to bring a newspaper for every week, for every day? For 1 week, I understand, or every second week, but for every day? Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati told, yes, why not? Because just about this little world here where we live, who is one quarter of the, in comparison with the spiritual world, who has three quarters, three part vibhuti. We live in the ekka part vibhuti. And in this ekka part vibhuti, in this one quarter of all the creation, spiritual and material, are manifestations. We have one little planet known as Earth, and on this planet there are so many continents and so many cities. In every city, how many papers they have? Newspapers. Sometimes 5, 10, even more. So many newspapers. So just about the information of this little planet Earth, you know, we have thousands of newspapers. So what to speak of the information about the spiritual world, who is unlimited in comparison. So we cannot, we have not material just enough for 1 day, for every second. For even every second we could print a magazine to give new information. He also got the opportunity for the first radio station at that time. Even. That's also radio broadcasting of Gaudiya Vaishnava news broadcast already in the 20s, 1920s. Then he also had a newspaper for Assam, in Assami. That means Assam, for the Assam people. And it's called Kirtana. Also about Vaishnava culture and philosophy. And then he had another one who is actually more popular or famous for us. It's called the Sachani Toshani. It also is one time in 2 weeks it came out. And it was in Bengali and in English. Later on, actually this magazine was started by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1881. But then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati kept on with his magazine. He continued with his magazine because he was, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, also the editor of it. So he named it The Harmonist. The Harmonist. So it was also English print. He was not only himself writing, he also encouraged his disciples to write. Like our Back to Godhead magazine, you know. Different authors, different writers who have their columns and their give their writings. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very happy always if somebody of his disciples started to write. And give the input in written form for the spreading of the Sankirtan movement. So he encouraged that very much, personal writing and realizations of Gaudiya Vaishnava literature in the by devotee who are prolific and capable to write. So we know also from Srila Prabhupada that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also appreciated his writings and also his Vyasa Puja offering, what he personally wrote for his Guru Maharaj. So his Guru Maharaj, he liked it very much, this poem that he advised his chief editors of the Sachani Toshani or Harmonies to print it in the magazine. And he also advised them, whatever he writes, whatever Srila Prabhupada writes, Abhay Charan, you should print. He's a very good writer. He remarked that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, first time in 1922, as we know. He was a young man, follower of Gandhi. And he was not very much interested in meeting this sadhu, Vaishnava. His friend pulled him. No, you have to come. He's a really wonderful personality. You will be impressed. And then it wasn't that meeting where Srila Prabhupada got he got the instruction by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati to write books into English speaking language for the benefit of the people, and they should preach. So they're actually the seed. The seed doesn't start to be given at the initiation, it already starts before, by the first meeting with Guru. Seed is given. And actually the main seed is not the diksha in form of a mantra, it's the life-giving seed of the heart desire. That means the mission or the mood, to understand the mood of the Guru, of the Vaishnava, who from whom you receive the mercy. So that desire, Srila Prabhupada, or that seed, Srila Prabhupada got very deep in his heart, and he meditated about it all the time. All the time. Although he was not capable at that time to surrender to the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, because he was Grihastha. He had family, so he had responsibility. Only 11 years later, 1933, Srila Prabhupada accepted initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in Allahabad. So, every meeting with him, Prabhupada told, was very special. And all the time, same impetus was given to him. You should preach to the English-speaking world. So Srila Bhakti, the desire to serve Krishna, we cannot develop ourselves. It has to come from the empowered Acharya. He is giving us the energy, the intelligence, the instruction, the facility, everything he supplies. Therefore, if we follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then our life will become very, very successful. So, like Srila Prabhupada, like his Guru Maharaj, he wrote many books and was preaching successfully. So Srila Prabhupada also took up this same spirit. The fire was given from one strong fire to him, so that he could successfully spread Krishna consciousness all over the world according to the direction given by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj. So we are very thankful and very happy about this opportunity to glorify and to speak on this day about such a great personality. Srila Prabhupada told how we can glorify such a personality. Who is not from this world, is Vaikuntha man. So we can just speak some drops or whatever mercy we can, understanding we have. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is such deep personality, and such wonderful things he could achieve. We cannot even with thousands of mouths speak everything. So I want to stop on this point, because Dinabandhu Prabhu will tell us more nectar stories. So thank you for your listening, and we pray for mercy, that we can also become little instrumental in this very important mission, assisting Srila Prabhupada in his service to his Guru Maharaj. Sri Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.